Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Tired of readers and bifocals? Dr. Booth can help you lose your readers for good with a restore procedure. Call 214-328-0444.
So, Norm, we thought that it'd be funny if we played four or five hardcore death metal songs coming back from Return instead of your typical little, you know, John Lennon-y, Styx-y, whatever the hell we have back there. Yeah, that mess.
God.
And we just wanted to get a reaction.
Well, Norm has something different from us, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. But it's real light. Yeah, yeah.
We don't have our own?
Yes, we do. We do.
But his is real light. His is station stuff, you know? So it's stuff from the classic rock vault. So.
These are Norm's?
Those are Norm's?
Yep.
I don't know who's in charge
of
this. Are
this the station ones,
those
I guess?
Are just the station
okay.
ones.
Well, what
okay.
are ours?
We just played you
Greco,
some.
You hear him every
God,
every break.
I know, but I just
every
no,
break
I'm
you
focused.
Hear him.
I thought every you were break. Norm. I know I do, but I kind of thought the P1s might want to listen.
We
to
just
it.
Ran
it
through four
break.
Of them.
Okay. Jeez.
Huh?
No, that's not a huh moment. I was listening to everything you were saying.
So we wanted to get a reaction from Norm because it is funny to hear that coming back from a break when a guy is not anticipating it. And wouldn't you think you guys? Let's just say you're coming back from a break. Would you notice that Norwegian death metal is playing as you're returning from a break? Do you think that you would notice that?
Yes.
Of course you would.
You'd recognize it immediately.
You'd
be like,
ordinary.
What the hell?
Of course you would. To me, it's funny that he doesn't. That he thinks this is like normal stuff.
Well, maybe he's more focused than we are, Danny.
So I called Jeremy, and this first one isn't extended very long. Jeremy kind of shuts it down pretty quick.
Is there a better accomplice than Jeremy?
Oh, he's great.
On anything.
He's great. So here's the first death metal return with Norm.
Next Ticket Ticker, 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. Jimmy Christopher reminding you to remember the time he spent listening to Norm Hitzkus middays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Norm plays with the Mavs Johnson, Wednesdays at 11:10. It's the Avery Johnson Show, brought to you by North Texas GMC Dealers, the American Airlines Center, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Coming up at 10:50. Tiki Barber starts the process of firing Tom Coughlin. Incredible sports news and notes. The NFL.
How do
drops.
You fight through that?
Okay. He fought through it.
He did.
So he's defending.
He's
winning the bit.
Norm, sure.
Norm
there's
won,
no question.
Norm
there's,
won us zero.
There's no question. But
Corby's sitting at home and he is not having.
No,
it.
I'm not because
he's
you know what?
Not having
I'm at
it.
The gym and I got my headphones on, listening to all this. And I'm laughing just because, to me, it's hilarious that the guy will not, he won't recognize that it's there. To me, that's just as funny as him being like, what is that? Who is that? So, then
but
I call.
It doesn't even really sound like he's, you know, really fighting through it. I mean, it just sounds
no,
like he's doing
No, it's normal.
His, yeah.
It's normal.
Well, he's not the norm.
No, he's not the norm.
He's not
no, he
the
is
norm.
The norm.
So, I call Jeremy. I go, okay. Extend this one. Let this one ride out for a good 40 seconds or something. So maybe, you know, he'll recognize what's going on.
All right.
So here's number two.
Next Ticket Ticker, 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed.
Oh.
Jimmy Christopher reminding you to remember the time he's been listening to Norm Hitzkus middays, 10 to 12 on Sports Radio 1310, right. The Ticket.
Mike Ryder's 50-cent words. Greg Williams' back porch country witticisms and Corby Davidson's yacht monkey moments on the hard line. Today at 3 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
By the way, if I were the Cowboys, would I go after Terrell Owens? It's not a question of how much money you're willing to give. It's how much rope are you willing to give.
What a genius.
Listen how much are you willing to allow Terrell Owens to run this team?
I'm telling you, it sounds like cattle being mutilated back there, and he's fighting through it. That's. I think that is.
Hey, he's an old school, true pioneer of his
man.
Craft.
And play and that he's one again. Winning. Listen, no, he's not. Oh. Listen to the long.
What do you mean he's not?
He is winning. It's Norm 2, us 0.
Listen to the long pause when he starts talking about the Cowboys, and listen to what's going on in the background. It's that guy just going.
All right, go.
Next ticket ticker, 11-10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. Jimmy Christopher reminding you to remember the time he's been
nice
listening
editing.
To Norm Hitzkus middays, 10 to 12 on Sports Radio 1310.
Need
the
context. Need context.
Mike Reiner's 50 Cent Words, Greg Williams' Back Porch Country Witticisms, and Corby Davidson's Yuck Monkey Moments on the Hardline. Today at 3 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
By the way, if I were the Cowboys, would
right
I
here.
Go after Terrell Owens?
Right here.
It's not a question of how much money you're willing to give.
How is he doing that, man?
How much rope are you willing to give?
It is it's more amazing now to think about that he doesn't even acknowledge it.
No, and that's why it doesn't sound like that he's just trying to fight through it. He just is.
He doesn't know that that's abnormal. It's either a credit to him being so out of touch that that's good, or I don't know if that's good or bad. So we try again.
Next ticket ticker, bottom of the hour, 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Jimmy Christopher reminding you to remember the time he's been
this
listening to.
Third time in
Norm
a row, right?
Hitzkus,
yes,
middays,
three in a row.
10 to noon,
in a row.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the first GNO of Odd 6, and you ought to be there. Thursday, January 19th at Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville. From 3 to 8, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're going to get to the NFL story.
Okay, now this one
the deflating news for LaVitra that the NFL is dropping them in just a moment. First, I want to get Jared in Dallas because his opinion is going to be one that I think a lot of people espouse. Jared, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Morning, Norm, by the way.
All right.
Unbelievable.
At least the thought must for a second fly through his mind.
Like, no.
Of like how insane that
what
is.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, what is this? You know, this is not what I normally hear.
But if it does, he's not letting on at all.
Well, that's the greatness of Norm.
I know. He's terrific.
He's a true radio pioneer.
There's no
question.
That's
right. He is an old school, true pioneer of his craft. And he doesn't come to laugh when he covers the draft.
So he's 3 for 4. And then we unload the last one. And
he's ready to take a walk.
You got to be going nuts about this part.
Gregor, I'm telling you, I laugh anytime I hear that music.
I think it's funnier for him to try to fight
through
it. I do too.
I think I'd laugh harder. If he would have busted out it the first time, the bit's over. It's done. But it took him 3 or 4 times, which to me was better. I was hoping to God that he would say something. And finally on the 4th when he did.
Next ticket ticker on the way at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Jimmy Christopher reminding you to remember the time he's been listening to. Norm Hitzkus middays, 10 to noon his time. Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The latest member of the Cowboys Ring of Honor talks football with Donovan Miller every Thursday morning at 8:10. The Troy Aikman Show. Brought to you by North Texas GMC Dealers, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We debut a new segment today. Every Tuesday at this time, we will have the Bob's Steak and Chop House. What is... It sounds like Shrek is being mugged. What is this?
You finally... We're
I'm just turning out some new return music. You don't like this?
No.
It's all been cat-approved. It's okay.
I've been wondering about that lately.
This is what the kids are listening to, Norm.
And it's funny,
I'm trying to make you hip.
Because he's been using this.
Listening to this.
He's been using this to return music like for 4 times in a row now. We're sitting there laughing going, isn't Norm going to react to this?
Way to blow the gag, Jim.
You finally did. After
Hey, probably some band like Pain of Death or something. Brain and Blood.
This is pretty bad.
This looks really good.
Not that bad.
I can see where you'd like this music.
I'm going to drive home to this, I think.
Imagine how these guys' voice feels after recording session.
Shrek being mugged.
Is that Norm?
Yeah, Shrek being mugged.
We need to pull that. Death metal Norm.
Okay, Joe, that's enough of that.
See, it's funnier when he doesn't acknowledge it.
It was much funnier.
Hi, I'm Tony Dorsett. Most of you know me as a former running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to tell you about a man that gave me a life-changing gift, the gift of great vision, Dr. William Booth. If you want to experience your life in clarity, color, and in detail, make the call today to Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Dr. Booth says, I'm the fastest man he's ever met. Well, he's the calmest man I've ever met. Talk about a perfectionist. It only takes a call to get the ball rolling for your great vision. 214-328-0444.